This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
WCAP Interactive Radio for the Merrimack Valley. And every Wednesday from 1 until 3, we go to the dogs. Well, so to speak.
So to speak.
Because we like the dogs to come to us. It is Ask Dog Lady, the radio program. All things love, life, relationships, and dogs. And always Interactive Radio at 978-454-4980. But we have a fascinating guest with us today, Monica.
We do indeed. Aaron Clayton, the kingpin of clickertraining.com. Aaron, Dog Lady always says that we may not have a perfect dog, but we always get the dog that is perfect for us. And in that, I mean that dogs are amazing how they smush around our lives and our lifestyles, and you know, they read us very, very well. Is a dog ever too old to be retrained? Can we, for instance, if you kind of are lazy and sloppy and your dog has been
lapsed into some bad behavior,
can clicker training be the magic bullet, so to speak, to get them back into line?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. As long as your dog can be reinforced with something that it really loves. And for most, it's not for every dog. Some dogs, it's pets and praises. But for most dogs, it's, you know, some kind of reinforcement that really matters to it, like a treat, like a yummy treat,
right.
Little piece of chicken, anything that it really loves. You can change its behavior.
Now, you talked to me yesterday. We talked, and you were explaining how you think, because there's a couple sorts of training here. There is, no, don't do that. Stop it.
Right.
Bam, training.
Right.
Punitive training.
Right.
And there's a very famous, and I'll say it, you don't have to, Cesar Millan, who is one of the most famous dog trainers in the world now with all his platforming on National Geographic Channel and books and this and that.
Right.
But talk about how positive training, and this is positive, clicker training is positive dog training, how positive training can release a dog rather than causing a dog to cower.
That's a great statement. And you know, I think that when most people think of training, and this is because of the shows that are on TV and just sort of a legacy of dog training, we define most pet owners when they begin to think about getting a dog and what they want.
Right.
They define what they want as the dog should do what I tell them to do when I tell them to do it.
Right.
And while, like, having a dog that fits into your life and, you know, is well-behaved is an absolute vital goal, you know, it's a very low threshold for what we could achieve with our dogs.
Hmm.
You know, and so one of the things that this approach to training does is it gets you to discuss things in a different at a different plane. And so when we talk with people about their dog training, we don't start with behavior, sit, down, stay. We teach them all that, all that gets taught in the course. But the first conversation is really about, what is your life going to be like with your dog? Are you going to go to soccer games on weekends or football games on weekends? Are you going to bring them into the crowd? Do you have lots of kids around in the house? So, you know, resource guarding, that would be a major issue, right? If your kids or your that niece or that woman couldn't be around the food bowl.
Right.
You know, do you have lots of visitors? Do you travel a lot in and out? But you have rooms in the house where the dog, you don't want the dog to go.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you start with understanding what your life envision is going to be like with your dog, then you get to a set of skills that your dog and you together need to learn. And your dog needs to learn things like impulse control, right? You don't want your dog bolting out of the house.
Right.
Right. And, you know, instead of saying what we don't want, we focus on what we do want. Right. What do we want? We want our dog to wait at the door. We want our dog to be able to, we want our kids to be able to approach and pick up the food bowl no matter what time of day it
right.
is, even if your dog's at
or
it.
Approach and pet the dog.
Approach and pet the dog. Be able to pull the dog's tail.
Absolutely.
You know, in the occasion should that happen, not that you'd want to go around pulling your dog's tail.
No.
But, you know, should you have a, you know, a four-year-old walking around near your dog, you want to be able to walk around safely.
Right.
So we focus on that, and then we teach the skills to the dog that allow it, because if you teach your dog impulse control, then you've taught your dog not only to wait at the door, but you've taught it also not to go and gobble up the chocolate bar that got dropped on the floor.
Right.
And so there's a set of skills that we focus on when we teach clicker training, and that really brings out not only the best in you, because now you're focusing on what you do want, but the method of learning where you're reinforcing what you want releases the dog's personality.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, most of us, a lot of people just think of their dogs as, you know, a breed.
Right.
But when you...
Or a mutt.
Right, or a mutt. But when you focus, when you use this system of training,
yeah,
you bring out the dog's potential, because punishment training shuts down.
Yeah.
It shuts down.
Absolutely.
A dog.
And we've seen it. You know, a dog will lower their head.
A cower, yeah.
Yeah, the ears will go back.
Right.
The dog gets scared of you in a way because you're the big mahoof punisher.
That's right.
You're right.
And there's no doubt that punishment can stop a behavior.
Right.
It stops a behavior. And there are times when, you know, in a dangerous situation where you would, you know, just want to do whatever you could to stop, you know, the dog from swallowing your knife or,
right.
you know, running across the street in order to save its life. But, you know, learning is a predictable change in behavior. And you can get tons of change in behavior without any learning going on. Just like in the Scarecrow. Remember the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Dorothy says to him, "How can you talk? You don't have a brain." And the Scarecrow goes, "Well, I know plenty of people that talk all the time and don't seem to have a brain."
So, you know, there you go.
It's the same. You can get a change in behavior with no learning, with no predictable change in behavior.
And Aaron, if you really look at it, we owe that to our dogs. We owe our dogs. We owe our dogs good lives. But we also owe our dogs, you know, to know the ropes about living. And this kind of positive training corrals them in a mode of positive learning about it without being scared of us or without being scared of the world.
That's right. It really generates an enthusiastic learner. I mean, you can see it. It's hard. But once you've seen an animal, dog, other animals, go through this process,
Yeah. You
really are amazed how they really, it's a game to them, right? How can I make this human click me?
Absolutely. Click me.
Hey, click me, please. Click me.
Click me, because good things happen when the human clicks me.
Yeah, good things happen when you click me.
So they experiment with the world trying to figure out what will get reinforced.
Yeah, that's really great.
Hey, Aaron, it's Jack. And just another question I had about age of the dog and the how positive this clicker training works. Is it better to start at a puppy, or is it, you know, at any point in the growth and development, you can get very good success out of this program?
Well, you can start at any point, but obviously, you know, or maybe not obviously, it's great to start when the dogs are puppies. In fact, Mike Tucker was the breeder who I got Tucker from. She clicker trained him right out of the well, right after the well thing. Because, you know, a lot of training in traditional training, it won't start till, you know, maybe 16, 17, 18 weeks.
Right.
Because the dog has to be old enough to what? To take punishment.
Oh.
Right? But with clicker training, there's no punishment, so you can start training, you know, right away. I know plenty of breeders who are clicker trained right out of the whelp, and when they send the dog home to the owners, it's already house trained. It already knows how to sit. It already knows how to raise his paw and give a high five.
Wow.
I mean, those are the cool things that you can do because you've already engaged your dog in all this cool stuff from the beginning.
Now, Aaron, one thing I always encourage if we're new puppy owners, Dog Lady always encourages use of the crate, and for house training. This does not have to be punitive. A lot of people think, oh, you're putting your dog in a cage. What a bad thing. No. This is, they like their dens. They like their quiet. They like being away from people, you know, they like their own space. They like it so much that they won't soil their own space. And when you take them out for a walk, you can clicker train your dog. It seems like the best way to house train them.
Right, not only a great way to house train, but, you know, if there are dogs that may not be quite used to the crate, maybe, you know, the closing of the crate may be, you know, may feel not quite safe to them. So, you know, every time we had dogs, you just see, you know, every time they approach the crate first, right, you click them and reinforcing for approaching the crate. Then, before you know it, if you just withhold, like you don't click them for just going near it,
yeah,
then the first thing they'll do is they'll walk even closer to it. And so now you're clicking and reinforcing for being in the crate.
Right, exactly.
You know, and boom, the crate's a great thing. I love to go to the crate. Every time I go to the crate, I get reinforced.
Absolutely.
So it, you know, in literally about a minute and a half, you can take a dog that may be somewhat apprehensive about the crate and turn it into like, oh, this is the best thing in the world.
That's amazing.
You know, I would encourage everyone who wants to know more about clicker training to go to clickertraining.com. Clicker, clickertraining.com. And you can see a video right there of this happening. It's great. You can click on videos. You learn everything about it. There's also a training resource there where you can click. No pun intended. But you can click and find trainers in your particular area that use clicker training. But you can also, just for you, find out more about clicker training. Now, Aaron, you run, clickertraining.com runs a series of seminars for trainers, and you're going to have your next one in Rhode Island in March. How can the person listening to our show right now who might think, oh, this is what I need, this is the savior. This is going to save me and my dog. How can they find out more about clicker training and get more involved with clicker training?
You know, I'd say there are three really great ways.
Okay.
One is, like you said, you can go to clickertraining.com, and there's a, you know, if they just had a puppy, they wanted to get started on their own, or they wanted to read a book, there's a whole getting started kit.
It's okay. You
know, really inexpensive, and they can go and get that, and they'll have everything they need to get started in that kit. They can go to clickertraining.com or findagreatdogtrainer.com and work with a trainer in their area. Or in March, the end of March, I think it's the 28th, 29th, and 30th, just outside of Providence,
yeah,
there's Clicker Expo. And there we have 15 of the world's top animal trainers, including dog trainers, but also marine mammal trainers. And there are beginner coursers at Clicker Expo.
Oh.
It goes a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but for a beginner, you could take a tremendous series of beginner courses just on the Friday. There's even what we call labs, you know, working sessions where you can work with your dog and these top trainers. And you could go just for a day. So though for 3 days, there's a tremendous amount of professionals, and they come for 3 days. We also get about 20% of the audience who is, you know, really just, you know, pet owners who are enthusiastic about working with their dogs.
And they can
find that out at clickertraining.com or clickerexpo.com.
That sounds fantastic. I hope that we've helped people, because the best thing about being responsible to your dog is training your dog, and training your dog to do what you want your dog to do. It's not like you're being the dog's dominatrix, but you are helping your dog but fit in and being better citizen.
And I like how Aaron said you will unleash the personality of your dog.
Absolutely.
It's not just a breed. All breeds have personalities within that, so they bring out the best in your dog.
And you don't have to hit your dog or punish your dog or do any of those things that I think will scare your dog.
Yeah.
It was a vet who once said to me, and I love this, he said that clicker training takes advantage of the dog's natural propensity to want to please.
Oh,
very nice.
Right? And that's absolutely true. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Aaron. On that wonderful note, we will want to thank you, and we encourage everyone to go to clickertraining.com.
Well, guys, thank you very much for the time to talk. I really enjoyed it.
Okay,
all right, Aaron.
Great.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hang up the phone now.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, man. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, and before we go to break, Dog Lady, and I thought he was great.
Yes.
And I wish I'd known about this during the Elvis time, but I think that Kelsey the Wonder Dog will be partaking in this clicker training. Another guy whose life changed by dogs. much like Dog Lady herself, who had a whole different career at one point.
Exactly.
Fell in love with a dog, and reinvented.
Right.
This guy was a guy in big business that held these, you know, hooked up with this woman.
Right.
If hookup is the right word, got together, and they came
went
up
into
with this
a business alliance with this woman.
All right,
Karen Pryor.
You can't use the hookup word anymore.
No,
it means something.
I mean, when I even said that, I went, "Oh my God, hookup!" But I like hookup, but it has big meaning.
It's got different connotation now than when we were kids. What are you talking about?
But you know, the two of them, she needed a business mind to help her grow her business, and certainly clickertraining.com. And what's great about clickertraining.com is you can just go there and see a video. They have a video of just the basic, what it is. And you will see a little min pin.
Oh, boy.
With a clicker training trainer. And you will see this min pin doing everything a good min pin should do. At one click of the clicker.
George, it's got you written all over it, G-Pop.
I'm afraid so.
It's got you all written all over it. All right. Well, that was a great segment. We're going to take a quick break here.
And we have more letters when I come back. We'd also love your phone calls, 978-454-4980.
Yeah, we did have a call while we were doing the segment, a woman who heard us talking before the top of the hour about the terrier and giving it up for adoption or what she should do. So hopefully we're going to get a hold of her. We'll talk to her. And always love to hear your phone calls, 978-454-4980. It's Ask Dog Lady, the radio program, right here on Interactive Radio for the Merrimack Valley, 980 WCAP.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Clicker Expo. Take your training skills to the next level. The nation's top animal trainers work with you at Clicker Expo. For locations and dates of the next conference, visit www.clickerexpo.com. Or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.